Jean Auerbach asked us to write songs for a new film. And I think the title of the film was Ghost of a Chance.
Okay.
And he gave us a script, which we were having so much fun. We kind of threw it in the corner with the What's On in Town and other, you know, local magazines. And we were also meeting with Atlantic Records, who we started to produce records.
Right, right.
And going to jazz clubs, nightclubs, theater, having a wonderful time. And one day, Gene said, "Boys, where are my songs?" And Jerry said to him, "Oh, don't worry, Gene. We'll have them." He said, "I know." And he came into our hotel room while we were having breakfast. He said, "And I know I'm going to have the songs because I'm not leaving till I get them." And he pushed a big overstuffed chair in front of the door, which was our only way out. And we wrote four songs that afternoon. And one of them was Jailhouse Rock.
Was the movie... Did you know that there was an Elvis movie all about him in prison and stuff, or was that just...
We had the script, but we hadn't looked at it, so we opened it while Gene was there and glanced at it, and there was a scene in prison, so...
Okay.
We wrote Jailhouse Rock.
All right.
And then Treat Me Nice.
Right.
You're So Square, Baby, I Don't Care. And as I've always said, the fourth song had a double meaning for us, which was I Want to Be Free, because we wanted to get out of the hotel room. Anyway, we wrote those four songs in about 5 hours, and we got out.
All right, well...
And then, of course, they changed the title of the film from Ghost of a Chance to Jailhouse Rock.
Good move, for sure. Now...
They asked, at some playbacks, one of the people involved with the film production approached Jerry and said, "Hey, you could be in the film. You could be the piano player." And he said, "Well, I don't play the piano." He said, "That doesn't matter." And the day that Jerry was supposed to show up for a costume fitting,
right?
Jerry had a horrible toothache. He had an impacted wisdom tooth. So he said, "You go." I said, "Well, they won't know, you know. They asked for you," and he said, "They won't know the difference." So I went, and...
And you're the one who plays piano anyway.
Yeah, but that wasn't important. Anyway, in the film, I am the piano player.